Fiat. January 22nd, 1936. One who lives in the divine will forms the theater of the works of her Creator and repeats within herself the moving scene of redemption. I was doing the round in the acts of the divine will, and I was trying to invest with my little love the heavens, the sun, and all creation. And the divine fiat, to requite me, formed the place in my will in which to enclose the heavens and all creation. Then I went round in the acts of redemption. And sweet Jesus enclosed his acts in me and repeated the most moving scenes to repay me of my little love. I remained surprised. And my beloved Jesus, all tenderness and love, told me, "My good daughter, daughter of my will, you must know that my love is so great that in order to pour it out, I want to repeat my works. But in whom can I repeat them? In whom can I find the place to enclose them, to feel myself being loved? In one who lives in my will. As the creature goes around in my works in order to know them, love them, and call them into herself, they are reproduced in her, and she forms the theater of our works. How many moving scenes! Now are the heavens stretched out. Now the sun rises with all its majesty. Now the sea murmurs. And as it forms its waves, she would want to inundate her Creator with her love. And now she forms the most beautiful flowery field. And in each flower, she makes them say to us her refrain. I love you. I glorify you. I adore you. And may your fiat come to reign upon the earth. There is not one being which she does not call into herself to make them say to us her sing-song, I love you. I love you. My daughter, our love is not content if it does not give itself completely and does not repeat our works in one who lives in our will. But this is not all. Keep listening. If by going around in the acts of creation she repeats my works, and I take highest pleasure and delight in assisting at the most splendid scenes of creation within the creature, when she goes around in the acts of redemption in order to make them her own, then I repeat my life. So, I repeat my conception, my birth, at which the angels repeat the glory in the highest and peace to people of goodwill. And if human ingratitude forces me to cry, I go and cry within her, because I know that my tears will be requited and pearled with her, I love you. And so I move on, repeating my life, my steps, my lessons. And when the sins renew my pains, my crucifixion, my death, I never suffer it outside of this creature. But I go into her to suffer my pains, my cross, my death. Because she will not leave me alone. She will take part in my pains. She will remain crucified with me and will give me her life as the requital for my death. Hence, in one who lives in my will, I find the theater of my life, the moving scenes of my childhood and of my passion. I find speaking heavens, suns that love me, winds that moan with love for me. In sum, all created things have a little word to say to me, and I love you, an attestation of gratitude. But who is it that renders them speaking to me, Who is it that feeds all things with a voice? One who lives in my will. My will transforms her so much that there is not love, it does not make her give to it, nor works it cannot repeat in her. Therefore, these souls can be called its living lives, and the repeaters of the works of their Creator.